From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council and participants in UN-sponsored peace talks for Libya condemned an attack Tuesday at a hotel in Tripoli that killed at least 9 people. After 2 days of peace talks in Geneva, the UN mission in Libya said the attacks, such as the one on Tuesday, will not derail the process of working toward a unity government. Somalia's president today renewed an offer of amnesty to members of the militant group al-Shabaab. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud said that his government will ensure the safety of any al-Shabaab members who acknowledge their crimes, reject the militant group, and embrace Somalia's peace and reconciliation process. In the comments released by his spokesman, the president also said his government will help defectors learn a trade or find a job. The comments follow the defection of an al-Shabaab former intelligence chief and what the government says is a steady flow of foot soldiers abandoning the militants. People in the Nigerian state of Adamawa say their villages are being overrun by Boko Haram militants and that the government has failed to send troops to protect them. The Associated Press quotes fleeing residents as saying more than 40 people in 7 communities have been killed this week. The AFP News Service quotes a top mediator as saying a ceasefire has been signed between anti-Balaka rebels and ex-Seleka movement in the Central African Republic. Talks between the two sides were held in Kenya. The agreement will not go into effect until a formal signing takes place. Reuters reports 6 Bulgarians detained by Sudanese rebels after the helicopter in which they were flying made an emergency landing in South Kordofan province where combat was taking place. Reuters reports that the government of Madagascar is asking for international help following destruction from tropical storm Chedza earlier this month. The storm caused damage of about $40 million and displaced more than 100,000 people. A nighttime attack by pro-government militants has killed a number of people in Mali. The suicide bomb attack took place near the town of Tabankort. A Tuareg rebel group was said to be the target of the attack. A leading opposition figure in Tanzania was arrested today and charged with holding a political rally without a permit. Ibrahim Limpumba, the chairman of the Civil United Front, pleaded not guilty in a Dar es Salaam court. Tanzania is due to hold a referendum on a new constitution in April and a general election in October. Israeli defense forces say they have launched air and ground attacks into southern Lebanon in response to strikes launched by the militant Hezbollah group on the disputed Golan Heights. The United Nations confirms a peacekeeper, a Spanish soldier, was killed in southern Lebanon as the Israeli military and Hezbollah traded fire. 2 Israeli soldiers were also killed. Scott Bob has more.
Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group said in a statement that its forces targeted an Israeli military convoy in the Shabbat Farms area of the Golan Heights, killing what it said was a number of troops. The Hezbollah statement indicated its strike was in response to an Israeli attack 10 days ago in Lebanon that killed 6 Hezbollah fighters and an Iranian general. Israel says the Shabbat Farms area is part of the Golan Heights it seized from Syria in the 1967 war. Syria and Lebanon say the area is part of Lebanon. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Jordan's information minister says his government is ready to trade a jailed terrorist suspect for a Jordanian pilot being held by Islamic State militants. Mohammed al-Momani made the announcement on state television today as a deadline for a possible execution of the hostages
approached.
The new Greek prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, says he wants to reach a fair, viable, and mutually beneficial solution with the international lenders as he begins to reverse the nation's austerity measures. Mr. Tsipras said today in Athens he is eager to avoid any destructive confrontations with Greece's creditors, but he said Greece could no longer blindly submit to the demands of the European Union. Briefly looking at markets, European markets are mixed and Asian Pacific markets closed mixed today. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.